Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Bad Bunny might be ghosting us on social media. 50 Cent says Eminem turned down a $9 million deal. Gaga has returned to the Hot 100. And Ellie Goulding is delaying her album. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, January 10th. Bad Bunny made his IG private and posted a cryptic message to Twitter. A week after Bad Bunny threw a fan's phone into a bush, the Puerto Rican pop star has seemingly went dark on social media. Bunny made his Instagram with nearly 45 million followers private, and on Twitter, where he has close to 5 million followers, he changed his bio to say, "They will miss me." Both his Facebook and TikTok remain public. Bad Bunny wrapped 2022 as Billboard's year-end top artist chart leader. His album Un Verano Sin Ti made history as the first all-Spanish album to hit number one on the Billboard 200 year-end albums chart. And he also closed out the year with a record-breaking $435 million in tour grosses that combined more than 80 concerts from two separate tours. In December, Bunny exclusively told Billboard, "I'm taking a break. 2023 is for me, for my physical health, my emotional health, to breathe and enjoy my achievements. I have a couple of sporadic commitments, and I'll go to the studio, but there's no pressure."
Because of the Super Bowl, I got an inquiry about the World Cup. And they had a budget of $9 million.
50 Cent claims he missed out on a $9 million payday because Eminem passed on a joint performance. In the club. Full of bub, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. 50 Cent told Real 92.3 that FIFA offered him and Eminem $9 million to perform at the World Cup, and he even would have given M 8 of the $9 million to do it. But M's people said he wouldn't do it even before they asked him.
Did you talk to M about it?
Yeah, I called, talked to Paul and everybody around him.
They killed it on the Vine?
Well, yeah, they're like, he's not going to.
But they're all good. In fact, 50 is adapting Eminem's iconic 8 Mile into a TV show.
I'm gonna bring his 8 Mile to television.
Does it start with a young Eminem? Have you thought that much about it?
Yeah, I thought about it. It's a modern version. It's like, think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
TikTok strikes the charts again, and this time helping a Lady Gaga deep cut resurface. We all love a TikTok trending moment. You know I do. And now Lady Gaga's track Bloody Mary from her 2011 album Born This Way has debuted at number 68 on the Billboard Hot 100. I'll dance, dance, dance with my hands. Everybody's watching Netflix's Wednesday. When the show's lead did this iconic dance scene, people recreated it over on the Clock app to a sped up version of the Lady Gaga track. Pop star Marina jumped in on the trend. As well as Me and 17, and of course, Gaga herself. Congrats, Gaga, and welcome back to our charts. Can't wait to see how far you'll go. Ellie Goulding has delayed her new album, but she promises it's gonna be worth it.
Well, the album's done, I think. Although, like, I'm sure it'll get to like the release date beginning of next year, and I'll be like, no, there's more songs.
Ellie warned us. Higher Than Heaven was supposed to drop on February 3rd, but now it's been pushed to March 24th. Ellie said she had some exciting opportunities appear behind the scenes, so that's why you'll have to wait a bit longer. But she confirmed her new single, Like a Savior, is coming soon, and even shared a first look at the music video. She also shot something that will be released with the album, so you can expect that on March 24th.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.